as we begin our we begin our netcast tonight. We got Brea's tail up in the air, and I'm trying to white balance, and I'm trying to do all kinds of shit here. Look at that. I almost got it right. Nope, we got it wrong.
Yikes.
Oh, I see. See, here's the thing, man. I gotta get... No. Look at her. What are we doing now, man? Huh? What's the story, Morning Glory? She's, I guess the good news with Brea is she's... There she is. Honey, do you want to go down? All right, I'll get you.
There you go. That's where you belong.
Hey, Thunder.
Now, both the cats are here. You know, and all I wanted was a dog. All I wanted... I saw a great dog tonight. The greatest fucking dog you ever saw was I think it was a bulldog, but a bulldog mix. And, goddamn great dog. But Millie, I saw Millie over the weekend, our little, Chihuahua mix. That ought to do it.
Hey, Thunder, come here, babe. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on, Thunder. Come on, baby. It's all right.
Thunder's freaked out by the old lady.
Hey, Thunder, come on.
I'd let you out, but I'm starting the show. She's freaked out by the old lady. The old lady scares the shit out of her. And the old lady's formidable. She looks at her just like, gives her the look, and she cowers in fear.
Where the hell's the goddamn food?
Oh, there it is. Brea, you want this? Where's your food, honey? She's about 2 inches away from getting her tail run over by this chair. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Tom Dofka is going to be our special. Tom, how are you?
Very good. Thank you for having me on your... Well, Phil, thank you for... Phil, thank you for having me on your program. I'm very good. And why is the level so goddamn low in your fucking... Oh, I know why. Because this fucking master got punched. When you let that goddamn cat get on that board, you know, anything can happen. You understand that, don't you?
Yeah, sure. I got that, Tom. I'm covered on that.
All right. I didn't know whether you had your shit together on that or not. But, you know, the goddamn cat, that's a whole other thing. Say, what are you doing?
None of your business.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. So that's where we're going to have that level, and we're just going to be watching. We're going to bounce this motherfucker like that. It doesn't matter where you have the level so long as it's consistent, man. And the bitch, son of a bitch of a time, even though we've got all kinds of limiting and compressing in this motherfucker. Now, what am I doing wrong here? That's what I'd like to... I've got it almost where I want it. After all those months of fucking with it, you guys remember, I got it almost where I want it. A lot of it has to do with the fact that I don't work the mic close enough sometimes, but that's just the nature of the beast that this is, the show is.
Hey, Thunder. Hey, Thunder, come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Thunder is sitting right outside the door.
Come on, Thunder. Come on, baby.
Nah, she ain't having it, man.
Thunder girl, come on, baby. Come on, baby, come on. Huh?
Nah, she ain't buying it. Man, she ain't having it. No, 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 no. Pepsi Zero Sugar Shutouts. Guy, Christ. Fucking sponsorship on everything. Is the Rose Bowl... The Rose Bowl is sponsored. The Rose Bowl is sponsored. Isn't it like the Rose Bowl brought to you by Earl Scheib? never mind. Well, that was a really early bit we did way, way back. The Earl Scheib Rose Bowl. Earl Scheib, you guys, that's a name that probably is not familiar to a lot of you. But to my generation and, you know, slightly younger people, Earl Scheib was an auto painting place. And Earl Scheib would come on, I'll paint any car, any color. And I'm old enough to remember when it was only $9.95. That's how fucking old. And as the years went by, I think the last Earl Scheib commercial I saw, it was $399.95, something like that. You can look up Earl Scheib. I'm Earl Scheib, right. I'll paint any car, any color for $9.95. Now, if you can imagine, there was a time when that was a lot of money. I remember hitchhiking to San Francisco and borrowing 10 bucks from my mom. That's all I needed was 10 bucks. Well, how much do you need? I need $10. I was hitchhiking in fucking San Francisco for some goddamn reason. I don't know what it was. Don Olander and I, my best friend and I, were we hitchhiking? Or did we fucking fly? I know I hitchhiked north with Rob Thiessen, and I did it on $10. And Paul Compton and I hitchhiked. I did like 3 or 4 hitchhike trips to San Francisco. I can't remember which ones. I'll have to remember. The best one was the one that Compton and I took, because that was a fucking blast. I don't remember going up there, but I sure as fuck remember coming back. And the highlight of the trip for us, though, was going into the Keystone Corner in San Francisco. We get to San Francisco. We knock on the door of a former teacher of ours, a high school teacher of ours, who had been a Christian brother and left the order and was now a civilian married to this chick who used to be a nun. Get that? This is all true. And he was now a probation officer for Alameda County. And she was, I guess, a mom. They had a baby. We knock on the door and there we are. We just, hello, how you doing? And like, you know, in, those were the days where just, it was like a hippie kind of a thing where they just go, yeah, come on in, man. So we spent like 2 nights with them. And I remember we ate dinner with them. And what we had to offer was a bottle of wine. So we had this, we provided the wine at this fucking dinner. I remember Paul pouring the wine, pouring a pitcher of wine, like pouring a glass of wine like this high in a tumbler. And I remember Brian, who was our teacher, a guy named Brian Carraher, the guy says, am I going to walk away from this table? Then Josie, his wife, said, I think my brother left some weed here. So she went looking for this dope that her brother left. And so we actually had some weed to smoke. But the highlight of the trip was we had read where Elvin Bishop was going to be at the Keystone Corner, which I believe still, does it still exist? I don't know. And we went over to the Keystone Corner. We only had to walk. It was so goddamn close. We were in North Beach, and Brian said to us, do you want to borrow my car? I think that was the wine talking, because Josie said to us the next day, he doesn't lend that goddamn car to anybody, you know, and I don't blame him. God knows what we would have done with this. No, it's okay. Do you want to borrow my car? The guy had a goddamn convertible Triumph, little Spitfire, an MG, something like that. And we went and saw Elvin Bishop. I've told the story a million times of seeing Elvin Bishop and B.B. King coming in and jamming. It was a great, great show. Fuck, you know. It was a great show. It was the fact we even got into the club blows my fucking mind, because I don't think I was yet 18. I think I was still 17. I was just about to turn 18. That was a very eventful trip, because we got to Santa Barbara 2 weeks after they'd burned the Bank of America to the ground at Isla Vista. The University of Santa Barbara students had burned the B of A down. It was an anti-war protest. You know, I mean, I asked everybody there. They said, well, we were partying, and somebody said, let's burn the bank down. That was about as heavy as it got. They burned the goddamn B of A down. And we got there 2 weeks later, and we hitchhiked right into the middle of a law enforcement heightened alert, you know, because they stopped us. We got frisked at least twice on that trip. The second time we hit L.A., this is what was happening during this. You look up the summer of 1970, you'll see Isla Vista got burned, the B of A, and then in L.A., the Brown Berets led a protest march, which was a Hispanic activist organization, and there was a scuffle with police at that, because when we got to, so we leave the goddamn Isla Vista, we get to L.A., and guess what? We hitchhike right in the middle of that fucking shit. We're in the Hollenbeck division. And we got stopped and frisked, and they told us to dump all our shit out on the pavement, because they saw me walk up to the front door of the subdivision of the precinct house. And I can't remember why I did, other than I think I was looking for a clock, or I was looking for some information so we could find a freeway on. Right, we had to get the fuck out of there. The guy that dropped us off in Hollenbeck, which was fine, because there was an intersection there between the 5. He was going to continue on south on the 5, and we needed to pick the 10 or the 10 up to get into Temple City, Pasadena, all that shit. So we were just looking for a freeway on-ramp, and I believe that's what happened. Anyway, these cops stop us. We had to dump all our shit onto the pavement. They asked us, had we ever been busted? I finally asked the guy, why'd you stop us? Why'd you hassle us? He said, because We just had this shit happen, and we thought you could have had a bomb, like you were planning to fucking put a bomb at the front door of the station house. And I'm like, you know, that was like a whole other world for me. I couldn't conceive of that. But In retrospect, of course, I understand. But they had just had that shit happen. So by the time we got home, it had been quite an adventure, man, both on the road and in San Francisco. Brea is not on the chair. Brea is laying down over here, and I wonder if she's in any kind of pain. Sometimes cats will den up. They'll go and kind of go into a closet or hide when they're in pain or in their discomfort. Like probably people, you know, the last thing you want to do is get hassled or have to deal with anything, right? So that's where she is. I just gave her her food, so she usually likes to sleep right in this leather chair, man, but she ain't into that. I don't know, man, if she's in pain or anything, but she doesn't look like it. She ate. I know that. She ate some food. Kings and Blackhawks. Is this tonight? Friday, Saturday, so. What is this, Thursday night? Here's a Time Life Robin Williams special that they're advertising. Are we just underway here in this Vancouver, Minnesota game? Well, this is the NHL chat. Give me a fucking game, man. I don't want to watch the, you know, and now let's cut to Minnesota where that bullshit's happening. And then here's another thing. Let's go, man. I don't believe this shit. I do not fucking believe it. You fucking whore. Whore? There it is. NHL tonight. Fuck that. How you doing, Thunder?
How you doing, Thunder? Hi. Hey, baby. Yeah.
I want a hockey game, man. That's my thing now, hockey. I don't give a fuck about football anymore. I'm a Tulane in Houston. NFL Network has got the Seahawks and the... is this the Super Bowl? No, Thursday night. Oh, this is Thursday night football. Seahawks and Packers. And the Packers are in some fucked-up-looking road uniform. 21-17. Pack leading the Seahawks. You better get your... I see what's going on. Sorry about that, folks. The reverb is coming from our TV unit. Because every time I turn up a television around here, it turns up the big unit that we have here for... Somebody said that the problem with the Packers is they always leave it to Aaron Rodgers to figure it out. Like, their offense is limited up to a point, and then it's all about... Well, Aaron will scramble and make a play happen, that kind of shit. They are not as buttoned down as, like, the Patriots, for instance. They got their ass kicked by the Patriots, didn't they? Devontae Adams. Look at this pass behind him. All right, enough of that horse shit. Let me see. NFL. Standings. Scores. This is what I want to see. What the hell is this? Where's last week? Week 10. Yeah. Pittsburgh destroyed fucking Carolina. Destroyed them. I didn't see any of this shit because I don't follow football as much as I... New Orleans destroyed Cincinnati. Boy, we're really seeing some teams exposed. Atlanta, fuck you. Jesus, the Jets. The fucking Raiders. All of these people think they're going to be fucking miracle workers, you know. And New England got their fucking ass handed to them by Tennessee. Miami lost, though, so who gives a shit, right? Miami lose? Yeah. Got their fucking ass kicked by Green Bay, so... The power is beginning to emerge. The power is beginning to emerge in this fucking league. Goddamn Chargers are for real, man. Jesus. I almost bought season tickets, but I can give a fuck. I just can't give a fuck, man. I'm going to get me some goddamn soccer tickets. I'm getting me some of that L.A. Football Club shit, man. You know? That's what I'm going to buy. So I got a couple of good bottles of wine tonight. Pinot Noirs, which I don't usually drink, but these were rather exceptional. A 2014 Buckhead or some shit, and another that was a 2014 or 13. But, Nelly, I'm not a wine drinker. But I'm beginning to gravitate, since I think it's probably healthier, you see. You know. Actually, and not only that, the calories are nothing. You can drink a whole fucking bottle of wine, and it's 650 calories, something like that. Pretty fucking amazing. You can get blind on 1/3 of your daily calories, so long as you don't mind not eating 650 calories worth and you're drinking it. Problem with drinking when you're on a diet is you just forget. You throw all the calories out. Ah, fuck it. Give me a piece of bread to eat, you know. But
Phil, this is Tom. Rob Dofka. Well, I've been a Pete Bone fan. I enjoy him, but Tom Dofka, you know, I know David Hall, and I believe in keeping a tight rein on the radio. So we got such problems, you know. I'm a radio announcer. I'm a radio general manager, and I'm Tom Dofka. Well, I'm a traditional. I believe in keeping a tight grip on the programming, and I'm very much a. I think that President Bush, I can tell you, Phil, at no time would I be see, that looks fine there. However, if I go to my ocean backdrop,
well, then we've got problems, don't we?
Yeah, see, there's that goddamn fucking...
And the problem with that is that's simply a shadow, and I can't get rid of that goddamn shadow for love or fucking money. I got to move the cameras, what I got to do.
Phil, Tom Dofka here. Look, I don't want to be a pain in the ass. I, God forbid that I'm a pain in anybody's ass. Yes, Phil. Well, thank you, Phil. Pete's been a great asset to us here at Kibley Communication. Pete's been a great addition to us at Kibley Communication, but I've loathed to criticize Tom, but we understand that President Bush is no longer president. Who's president?
Trump.
President Trump is not as popular, and so we have to hedge our bets. And you know, and you heard what...
Well, it was rather... it wasn't very exact.
Yes. Are you taking an editorial stand?
Well, editorially, we've been supportive of... No, editorially, we've been supportive of the...
You just had your finger in your ear.
That's right, I did. Editorial President Trump, but we've got to back off of that because of Fox News, Tom Dofka here at Fox.
Tom Dofka's with us from Fox News. Tom?
Yeah.
So how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Look, what we can't afford is the appearance that there's a... We can't tie our wagon to Fox. Jesus Christ Almighty.
I wonder what that thing back there is. That.
Uh huh. Do you like being an overlord?
Uh huh.
You do, huh?
Let me ask you, dear. This is Margaret. How are you?
Uh huh.
Are you really a little kid, or are you an adult man doing a little kid voice?
I'm an adult man doing a kid voice.
And your mentally, your facilities and faculties are all fine, correct?
Uh huh.
So, in other words, can I talk to the man?
Well,
can we just go ahead and talk to whoever you are, sir, as the real person?
But I don't know if my mommy will let me.
You don't know if your mommy will let you.
Shit.
Oh, man. Beans Halberstam, you know, is the daughter of two overlords and is an overlord. Wait, hold on. What is this overlord stuff? I'm just telling you. In Elcott, The Next Step, Beans is with us. And we wanted to ask a direct question of Beans because there's been people who are a little put off.
Well, there are people that are disturbed by Beans. Is she there?
Yeah, line two.
Beans, hello, it's Margaret.
Hi.
Hi, dear. Are you a man? Are you actually a man?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so... Wait, so you're a man. You're a full-grown man. All right, so you're not a little kid.
Uh-uh.
Well, then why don't you talk to us as the man?
Well, because they told me that I can.
What is with this guy? Are you... Can I ask you something? Wait, I'll... Are you mentally... Well, how would they answer that?
Yeah, are you mentally retarded?
Shut up, bud. Are you fully functional mentally?
What do you mean?
Beans, if you're a man, how old are you?
41.
41. Now, where do we go with that, though? That's very bizarre. Very fucking bizarre. Billy, Robin Williams, there's a new Time Life... I don't know what this is. A new Time Life thing called Come In My Head. Oh, this is everything. It's got his tour notes. It's got everything. Wow, it's fantastic. Jack Nicholson. This is almost worth getting. It's a Time Life book thing of Robin Williams. Is it a videotape or, I mean, a DVD? And there's all kinds of interviews and shit, all kinds of performance. And it's pretty wild. There's a lot of Johnny Carson stuff in here. God, it's amazing to know that Robin Williams has been going since the late 70s. Because I remember at the time that Mork and Mindy was out, my girlfriend, was it Nanu? Yeah, she used to, like, she thought that was a riot. She would do it all through the house. Nanu. Wasn't there a hand motion that went with it? Oh, man, it's a long time ago. My girlfriend, Gwen, we almost got married. Yeah, a guy, there wasn't a dumber guy in the world than Phil Hendry when I was 25, 26 years old. I was stupid. And not only that, selfish. I didn't get it about anything, believe me. So if you think I'm bad now, I was a lot fucking worse back then. Where are we at here, man? That's my girl. How you doing, Brea? Honey, you okay, honey? That's a good girl. She must be hurting, man, because when I talk to her, she like turns her head away and shit. How you doing, Brea? My baby. Nah, she don't want nothing to do with me, man. Who was on that show with him? Pam Dauber, that was her name, right? Now we're gonna do Larry Grover. What song am I whistling? Aha! Talk about showing my age. Although it isn't really a song. It's a song my dad and mom liked. And they played it a lot back when they were still married and getting along. And the family was functional. And we weren't stealing food to eat. Back when it was the appearance of a functional bourgeois family. I think I've covered it very nicely, haven't I? Yeah. It's funny. Families do that. They go through phases. All right. Now, what am I... Ah, yes, my brother, who I asked a question of today, and we'll have to get to the bottom of the answer of the question what I asked of him today, because I don't know the fucking goddamn thing that he did told to be. Where are we, man? Keegan, there we go. Keegan, my brother. He didn't know. I probably asked him the wrong question. What is this, football promo? Oh.
No shit, a fucking football promo? Bullshit.
You know... I'd love to do stand-up. I just don't like... I don't know how to do it, and I'm not really... I shouldn't say I'd love to do it. I like the idea of being able to sell out a room for $5,000, you know? Or more. I mean, you know, you could sell out the Hollywood Improv. I sold out the Hollywood Improv a couple times when we did our one-man show. That was like $5,000, man. Per night. Imagine doing 3 nights. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. Just $15,000 you just made. And if you do 3 of those a month, maybe 2 of those a month, that's $30,000 that you just made there. Now, that's a big order, you know, it's like saying, oh yeah, all you have to do is sell out these rooms everywhere you fucking go, which of course is a huge thing, but that having been said, if it's just the money, it's bizarre for me, man. I'm not a joke teller. Acting I can do. I can stand on a stage and do the lines or even improvise certain things, but... Fly me to the moon. Let me swing among the stars. Let me do-do-do-do-do. Jupiter and do-do-do. Get all your football chatter for the biggest names in football, including Dan Patrick. Biggest names in football. Rich Eisen. Huh? Jim Harbaugh. Okay. Ross Tucker. RJ Bell. The Underdog Network. And more. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at Podcast One. And check out these great shows every week on Podcast One, or wherever you get your favorite podcast. And we have an announcement to make about that tonight, because I know some people got a little weirded out. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, I have,
of the NYSE, 3-1 of the NASDAQ.
That's Tom Dovka. He's listening to one of his stations.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know, man. Like I say, everything's funny to me now. Tom Dovka. But if that ain't the name of a fucking general manager in radio, I don't know what is. Yeah, Tom Dovka. Hey, Tom, I just called to say fuck you. This has got to be Hendry. Is this Hendry? Yes, it is. Yeah. So I thought, you don't have any respect for anybody. No, I don't. And that's probably why I run afoul of so many people and things and places. I bet you think you're some kind of a genius that needs to be respected, right? Yeah, sure. What a dick. All right, here's what Larry and his mom are listening. They're watching TV. Larry's mom's on.
I love the Discovery Channel, Larry. Why would you deprive me of that experience?
Mother, all you do is try to mock me and make fun of me, and God damn it. God damn it, Mother.
Oh, Larry, would you man up, for Christ's sake? Your father is spinning in his grave.
He's doing what? He's spinning in his grave.
I said spinning in his grave, you deaf mute, you deaf motherfucker.
Right, Phyllis, Tom Dovka, I'm here. I don't know what the story is with these.
Yeah, we're here. Mother and I are here, and I can assure you that we don't like being... I don't know what the story is. What does that mean, you don't know the story?
I don't know what the story is with you two people. It sounds as if you've got some kind of... Jesus, man, an incestuous...
Oh, my God, you think my son's putting it to me on a Friday night? Is that your whole fantasy?
I can assure you that's not my fantasy. Can we get off this? Because I'm very nauseated. I'm nauseated.
Jesus, that's funny. What's with the mute? Don't fucking mute shit that I don't fuck, deep fuck, fuck. Now, what am I hearing? Boom. That's what I'm fucking hearing. I need the Mac. I don't need that muted. I need that muted. I need this shit muted. And I don't. And okay, good, groovy, bitchin'. Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. What is this solo, man? Hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, 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 hello. Hey, I don't understand some shit. So maybe you can help me out with this shit, man, because that's a... Hello, 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 hello. Here we are.